Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday. We're all back. We're all live. Happy Monday. Thank you, Morgan. Why are you making a late appearance in the show? Hey, Vinny, what's happening with the dog situation? The puppy.
There is no situation. We didn't get a dog, and we are still just sort of talking about it.
Oh.
Why do you
ask? Because I wondered over the holiday when I wasn't thinking about you having watched Love Actually and loving it, I was thinking about that you had said a certain breed, too, right?
Australian Shepherd? So an Australian Shepherd is what my wife has always wanted, and I'm not against that. And as the conversations have picked up, we looked into it and haven't done anything beyond that.
I wondered actually when you mentioned it on the air a couple weeks ago if we have listeners who raise them or have a lead on that, you know.
I heard from people who said you're crazy, they're too hyper, and then I've also heard from people who say it's the best possible breed you could ever hope to get, and you know how that goes. I think mm-hmm. that anytime you put a topic out over the airwaves, you're asking for it.
And you're going to get opinions about it.
And I kind of wasn't, but I do after the fact go, oh, yeah, I brought it up. Duh. I walked right into that one. So, no, it's fine. We're just not there yet. And, you know, there's no rush because, you know, here we are.
Right.
8 months, 10 months.
It's so boring in quarantine. Why wouldn't you want to throw a puppy into the mix?
Right. Anyway, this Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank continues to support our local communities during the pandemic. The Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to over 20 Bay Area school districts so they can buy vital equipment to keep people healthy and technology gear to keep students learning.
Nice.
That's Fremont Bank, everyone. Weather today is going to be nice, sunny, and in the 60s. No rain in the forecast. It looks like it's cold enough in Tahoe to make snow overnight. So
that's good news.
And I've been reading about how it's, you know, pretty safe to go skiing or snowboarding. You're outdoors. It's very much like going for a surf. You've got space between you and, you know.
People are often very much, you know, there's separation created just by the length of your skis.
Sure.
And or your snowboard, but also people are like, I always have a face warmer on. Like I always have something covering my nose and mouth. It's not a mask, but it does seem like of all the sports, that might be one that you could safely do.
Sure,
maybe
it'd be really nice to get a storm to blow through and drop some actual, you know, feet of snow. But in the meantime, they're working on it. They're making it, and that's good news. Yep. The Niners won over the weekend 23-20. They beat L.A., as the chant goes. So that's good news. And the Eagles played the Seahawks tonight on Monday Night Football. As far as...
The Pats won and Tom lost.
Yeah, Tommy, what is going on there? That team...
They've got a big fan.
They've got the players, and they just don't seem to get the wins. Anyway, I will. I wanted to go straight to my flight attendant horror story because it's fun.
Oh, do that, yeah.
This is a weird one, but we live online now, so I'm not surprised that someone's running a side hustle online while you know, doing their regular day job.
Right.
British Airways is investigating right now after they found out one of their flight attendants was running a side hustle offering sexual services to passengers.
Well, she's a sex worker.
For $33, she'd sell her underwear.
Oh.
For $66, she'd give it to you in person at a hotel. And if, quote, the money is right, you could get more on that personal delivery
visit. So she comes, she gives you the underwear and checks you out.
And decides she approves and you have the cash, it's going down.
Is it wrong?
You could also pay for, quote, adult entertainment on board the flights.
Oh, is that like getting the Mile High Club?
I don't know what that is. I have no idea. I don't.
How exciting.
I mean, she would have the keys to any
little compartment that might be available.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, is this her?
This is her. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
look at that.
She's definitely hot.
Yeah.
I mean, from what I can see, which is part of her body.
Photos are, they don't show the...
She's really underwear centric.
The good stuff.
Well, anyway, she was advertising the services on OnlyFans, but her accounts were deleted yesterday after British Airways found out about her. So,
They shouldn't.
They say that they don't know who specifically she is. So she's currently still employed, and they haven't been able to pinpoint her. So if she stops,
hey, that's amazing,
and just goes back to working a regular day job, you know, and loses the side hustle, maybe she won't lose her day job as well.
Wow.
A spokesperson for British Airways says it's a shocking dereliction of duty and not the image BA wants of its cabin crew.
You know, though, look, it's the oldest occupation on earth.
Your underwear is the oldest occupation on earth?
Yes, selling your underwear and naughty bits. And if anything, BA should be like, this probably booked us more flights.
Oh, really?
We probably got more flights. Because how are people going to... Oh, boy. Oh, see, I'm booking a flight right now. She's got the outfit on. Look at that. That looks pretty good. That looks pretty...
You know, but the guy in 2C's been asking for another gin and tonic for an hour. I mean, how long can a person wait?
All right. Well, maybe there's someone else. I'm going to be waiting.
Bryn is finding all the pictures.
Yeah, of course.
If you're wondering what we're gasping and laughing about, it's because we're being shown all the pictures this lady has posted.
She leaves you wanting more. She definitely isn't showing you really anything, but it's hot.
Yeah.
She knows what she's doing, this chick.
Right. So.
So she still works for British Airways. People are going to be on the hunt for her now.
Well, you have to believe some of her coworkers knew or suspected something was up. So it's really a matter of whether her coworkers decide to rat her out or not.
Yeah. Well, she comes on with a full pack of brand new panties every time, and then she leaves without them. I don't know what's going on with that. Is she flushing them?
For the I'm not going to, for the record. Never mind. A new
for
study.
The record.
What?
No, not for the record. Go on record.
For those to be of any use, they need to be worn for a while. So it wouldn't work. There's only one pair that would be worth the money if you're that person.
Well, she lies. You know, now what are you going to do? Ask for your money back?
Well. No, but I mean, the point is it's supposed to smell like a female. It's not supposed to smell like laundry soap. So you have to wear them for a while in order to...
You got to work in them. You got to do your work as a stewardess.
Right.
Flight attendant, whatever.
Exactly. While I have friends who've recently traveled to Hawaii and Mexico, and I've been sitting right here the whole time, a new study ranked 53 countries by the best place to be during the pandemic and the worst. New Zealand's the best as they've kept the numbers so low. And yet you couldn't go there because of that. That's the whole way they've kept the numbers low. They'd say Americans.
And they said no.
Get back on your boat and Greenland wants
you. Didn't they shut it down? Nobody wants us.
Right.
Didn't they shut everything down, though? Like, they closed their island.
They did.
They closed the island.
Right.
But they still had some cases, and then they had like another little breakout too. It was all at nursing
It's going
to
happen. That's just the reality of a pandemic. That's, you know, not that I want to be an expert on this, but it seems to just spread. That's the deal. Anyway, Mexico is the worst on the list, and I'm telling you, I have friends that are in Cabo. Actually, two different sets of friends have been to Mexico in the last...
Since this whole thing started.
Yes. Oh, in the last couple months.
Wow.
So I'm shocked by it. The pictures that I've seen recently of our friends that are in Mexico, there's no masks, and they were about to go ziplining, and I was just like, wow.
Party!
It is another world in Mexico right now. So good for them. I hope that that no one gets sick and that they come back and laugh. Look at everybody freaking out. We went to Mexico and got ripped and partied and had fun. And
it was like the olden days.
And nobody got sick.
We're all fine.
All right. You got us. What are you going to say, right?
You can't really because we're not the police.
Right. Well, and by the way,
mental police,
as I tell that story... If you turn to any of the front pages of our papers, we're surging all over the Bay Area. They do say, though, that the hospitals have learned a lot over since the beginning of the pandemic and are doing a better job with the patients now than then. And that was one of the reasons
for
the stay-at-home order was, you know, flooding the hospitals and them not being equipped to deal. And so it's good news that... You know, they've gotten better at it, and I hope you don't get sick and have to go. But if you do, you've got better chances now than you did before.
It's got to be so scary.
Yeah.
Going by yourself.
I'd swear, too, I'm like at the grocery store waiting on this lady yesterday. She's got her hand on the handle in the dairy area, and I'm waiting. Yeah. I'm just standing, you know, I don't know, 10 feet back waiting, so she can't even feel me, you know, like staring at her. And then she sneezes, and I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, my God. Did she sneeze out of the glass?
No, she had her mask on, but she had her hand on the glass, or had her hand on the handle. It wasn't opened. And then she sneezed, and I'm still waiting, and I'm like, I took two steps back, like that's going to be any better. And she finally turns around and realizes I'm there and just goes, oh, I was just standing here, and walked away. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, she was just relaxing by the milk?
With her arm on one of the things, like, two. What? All right. Well, anyway. But my point in telling that was a sneeze is enough to make you freak out. Like,
Oh, yes.
What are you doing out?
Coughing. Right. Coughing, sneezing, any of that stuff. It's just like, oh my God, that person's clearly got it. I got to get out of here.
Right. Well, and I wonder if that's not one of the moves, right?
Yes. Just start coughing and then you can leave.
Clear an aisle.
Oh, I got
I don't know if you'll consider this a good story, but a couple in Chicago had to cancel their 150-person wedding. So they got married at City Hall, and their $5,000 catering deposit went towards Thanksgiving meals for 200 people last week, as they just decided, we're not getting our money back,
wow.
So let's put it to use. So they fed a bunch of people in need,
because they gave the catering company the deposit, they said, you are going to make...
Right.
These Thanksgiving dinners.
These are what you're going to make for us. Put the we can't do anything.
That's
with that
actually
food.
A nice way to turn it around. Yeah,
right.
No.
Mm-hmm.
That's very nice.
By the way, if I didn't mention it already, it's Cyber Monday, so there's a lot of deals out there. I don't know if you want to go in on a travel deal right now, considering we're not able to.
Traveling.
But there may be some unbelievable deals out there.
If you want to go on a cruise... They're available.
I hear that people have been booking cruises, too. Like, it's a thing. Anyway, they also say don't wait on your Cyber Monday because, as I've already found out, most supply chains have been thin to begin with. And then you put something on sale and it blows out. And then you're like, what? But I needed new underwears. Or whatever.
Not even for Christmas. I just need some new underpanties.
Right. I guess I have that on the mind from our first story, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Where was I?
Even where I was sitting, you have like five piles of paper in front of you. I'm like, I don't know what he's doing.
No, I don't know where he is. Stuff. Don't worry. How about a fast fact? Tiramisu was invented in Italian brothels because they believed it was an aphrodisiac.
Oh, coffee
now you
and
know.
Sugar? Oh.
Tiramisu. Brothels, everybody.
It is creamy and delicious.
IKEA,
yeah.
Sarah's favorite furniture restaurant.
That's
store,
right.
Started as a mail order business that sold pencils and postcards.
Oh.
IKEA.
They had to branch out because people were like, I have enough pencils and postcards. Like,
yeah, what about this? It's a beautiful table that it takes 4 hours to assemble, lasts for 2 months. You buy it. Yeah. Yeah.
That was, I don't know what accent that was. That was Monday.
I don't either, but I want more.
This is a nice chest of drawers.
The three biggest employers in the United States are the Department of Defense with 3.2 million people, Walmart with 2.1 million, and McDonald's with 1.9 million.
Well, big numbers.
Yeah, I never worked at any of those places. You?
Nope.
No, it doesn't look like. No show of hands.
Anybody? Nobody?
Aerosmith.
Yes.
Made more money in royalties off the video game Guitar Hero Aerosmith than they made from any of their actual albums.
Really?
Really.
We had that.
You had the Aerosmith?
Yep.
You did?
Oh my God, the kids had tons of Guitar Hero games. We had like a Van Halen one too. It was the awesome thing about Guitar Hero was, and there was another one called like Rock Band or something.
Yes.
With different controllers. But the great thing about those things is like, it was a lot of classic rock on there. Like my kids love Sabbath because of Guitar Hero.
Yeah. Sabbath is fun to play too. It's like easy Especially enough, but sounds good.
Four button guitars.
Really, really good stuff. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, I just had a couple of my friends go to Mexico and come back and tested positive. Shaking my head at them right now. Yeah, I don't know how anyone could travel to Mexico, go to bars and zip lining and the beach and hotels. And I don't know how you get through that without catching it. But,
some people
you know,
do.
Plenty of people think it's no different than the flu and don't care.
Right.
They're like, okay, I'll get it, and then I'll be immune. Let's get this over with. So
that would be one benefit, though, if you did do something stupid, and then you got it and survived it, then you would be immune.
Yeah, I mean, I think most people, it isn't a trip to the hospital, but I don't want to be that guy who has something sitting inside me that's going to be the lucky contestant.
Right.
Let's see here. Hey, Vin, be sure to get a small enough dog to learn to ride surfboard with you. Get him a hot cut. No, that's not. Teaching anything or anyone to surf means you don't get to go when you have a chance to. So I wouldn't bother with that. The dog can stay home and I'll walk him or her when I get back.
Maybe the dog will want to. Maybe the dog will just be like, I'm going to be with you everywhere you go. And I am totally down with surfing with you. Then you could be one of those guys on Instagram with their dog.
Don't
you want to be that guy on Instagram?
I don't. No, there's a guy here in Santa Cruz that surfs with his dog all the time, and they clearly have a great relationship and the dog loves it, and he's decided I now surf with my dog, and that's great. I'm not interested. I want to
I love you so much. Please take me with you.
707 says, just woke up. Viney? Love Actually?
Yeah.
What the F, dude?
He watched it and loved it and cried.
Sarah's making stuff up now.
I am not making anything up. He wrote me 11:30 Friday the 20th of November and said, I watched it and I loved it and I cried.
I didn't write any of that, you liar.
That's a quote.
Oh my God. We have to break. It's time to go.
I love it.
I love you.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.